From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. The White House on Thursday defended a bill recently passed by Congress to repeal Obama-era internet privacy protections, saying the move is meant to create a fair playing field for telecommunication companies. White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated President Donald Trump's support for the plan to repeal a rule forbidding internet service providers from collecting personal data on users. Spicer said the Obama administration's rules reclassified internet service providers as common carriers, similar to hotels and other retail stores, treating them unfairly compared to edge providers like Google and Facebook. Repealing the rules, he said, will allow service providers to be treated fairly and consumer protection and privacy concerns to be reviewed on a level playing field. Critics of the repeal bill say it could put the internet browsing histories of private citizens up for sale to the highest bidder. Russia pulled off an unprecedented and wildly successful campaign to influence America's political conversation during last year's presidential campaign. That's according to experts who testified Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Cybersecurity expert Clinton Watts of the Foreign Policy Research Institute said, Russia hopes to win the second Cold War through the force of politics as opposed to the politics of force. He detailed Russia's use of cyber attacks and an elaborate disinformation campaign to confuse U.S. voters and pit Americans against each other. The testimony confirmed what lawmakers of both parties have been saying for months. The White House confirmed Thursday that Chinese President Xi Jinping will be visiting the United States. This is VOA News.